Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. Excuse me. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. Today's meditation is going to come from Brooklyn Hush. It's going to come from morningoffering.com. And this is from a book by Father Ignatius of the Side of Jesus at pages 85 to 86. It almost always happens that inferior sentiments of pride precede the commission of grievous sins. Peter was not aware of his own weakness. He preferred himself before others. He trusted in himself as though he were incapable of sinning, boasting that no temptation would separate him from Jesus. He would not even believe the assurance of his divine master that he would deny him thrice. Deceived by his vain confidence in his own strength, he neglects to pray and to have recourse to God. And God, in his justice, permits him to fall in punishment of his pride. There is nothing more dangerous than to confide in our own strength and trust to feelings of fervor. We are full of malice and capable of committing the most enormous crimes unless God supports us. That's just a very beautiful meditation, and it's an excerpt from a book called The School of Jesus Crucified. And today's saint of the day is Blessed Thomas Maria Fusco. And this is also coming from morningoffering.com. Blessed Thomas Maria Fusco, also known as Tommaso, lived from 1831 to 1891. He was born to a noble and pious family in Italy, the seventh of eight children. He was orphaned at an early age and raised by his uncle, a priest who oversaw his education. He had a deep love for the faith, especially to the Passion of Jesus and Our Lady of Sorrows. He became a priest at the age of 24 and opened a school in his own home. He later became an itinerant missionary throughout southern Italy. After traveling for a number of years, he opened another school, this time to train priests on how to be good confessors. He also founded the Priestly Society of the Catholic Apostolate to support the missions, which gained papal approval. During his work with the poor, he discerned a call to start a new religious order of sisters, Daughters of Charity of the Most Precious Blood, to minister to orphan children. In addition to all of this, Tommaso was also a parish priest, a confessor to a group of cloistered nuns, and a spiritual father to a lay group at the nearby shrine of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. He died of liver disease at the age of 59. He was beatified by Pope St. John Paul II in 2001. His feast day is the same day as the day he died, February 24th. St. Faustina, pray for us. Pope St. John Paul II, pray for us. Jesus, we trust in you. Blessed Thomas Maria Fusco, pray for us. Okay, so we're in good shape for the day. Let's go ahead and pray the three Hail Marys Novena. O Immaculate Mary, Virgin most powerful, we beseech you through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for us purity of heart, strength to overcome all the enemies of our souls, and the special favor we implore in our present necessity. And that would be the special intentions of all those listening and all of the members of the Four Persons community on Facebook, as well as mine. Mother most pure, forsake us not. Despise not our prayers. Gradually hear us for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our soul. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mary, my mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, I humbly beseech you to obtain for us meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will, and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, seat of wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son, and obtain our petitions. To obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of Penitent Sinners, I stand before you sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners. Obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all of our hearts because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessity. Turn then those eyes of mercy towards us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this precious gift, we honor your loving memory by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now, friends, John is going to start his series on the book of Revelation this week. At least that's his plan. Last I knew, that was his plan, and he's not on the line to tell me any different. On Thursday at 6:30 Eastern, Terry's show resumes, Taking It to the Streets, and he is going to be talking about the damage to St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. I've stopped watching the news because all it does is make me angry, and hearing this would make me even angrier. So, you know, I'm going to be listening in just to find out what's going on, and apparently his sister has some inside 411. So that'll be Thursday at 6:30 Eastern, which is 5:30 Central, 4:30 Mountain, and 3:30 Pacific. Or as my cousin used to say, specific. Okay. On next Saturday, which I believe is March 2nd, Lisa's show is going to be back, and she'll be broadcasting at 7 p.m. Eastern. It'll be carried on her Facebook channel, and I'm thinking John and I will also simulcast it on the Four Persons, just as we did last month. And her guest this week is going to be Nashville recording artist Andrew Dean. I know nothing about him, so if you know anything about Andrew Dean, please get on Facebook and email me. I haven't gotten any updates from William or Ken in the last few days. William uploaded two shows Yesterday, he uploaded Catholicism Rocks, where they talked about the four marks of the church. One, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. And then on Burnt Toast and Coffee, he talked about John 4 and the woman at the well. I was at church, so I didn't get a chance to listen to them earlier today. So I will be listening later. And then yesterday, Ken did an interview with Jacob Webb covering his story and also answering common objections about the Catholic faith. So there's an episode that you won't want to miss. I did listen. I'm going to listen again and go from there. So I think that's about all I've got for today. I could read a longer piece on Blessed Tommaso. John Benko posted something today on the Four Persons page. To the Four Persons Nation, Terry Delp, William Hemsworth, Richard R. Pettis Jr., Ken Litchfield, Louis Ogando, Luke Haskell, Chantal Rains, Lisa Marie Nicole, Cherry Maestro Mallorca, Fred Boley, Deb Rojas, I just need you all to understand how much you mean to me, not just as part of this mission, but as friends. You have truly been amazing vessels of grace and beacons. I can't find the words to thank you enough for your support, especially when I have hit some real obstacles. As I know, all of you have as well. We have helped each other by working together and giving advice, but the prayers for and with each other has been the cement. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you. Wow, that is amazing. And Luke responded, beautiful, John, thank you. Yet it is the connection of the mystical body. And he's right. And which reminds me, we need to pray a Hail Mary for Luke. Luke is taking a short break from the Four Persons, and that's all that I know. But I believe in praying for people, so we're going to pray for Luke. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And Jesus, we're going to ask you to release from purgatory the soul furthest from being released, the soul who has no one to pray for him or her. We're going to ask you to release somebody that needs to be released through our prayers. In your holy name we pray. Amen. And that's really about all that I've got, except that I want you to go to the Rock Company shop. That's the T-H-E, Rock, R-O-C-K, Company spelled the normal way, C-O-M-P-A-N-Y. Shop, shop.com. I think you can figure out the .com part. They have all sorts of great gifts from the Holy Land. Olive wood rosaries with saints for the potter beads, olive wood rosaries with saints for the potter beads, and a little bit of soil from the Holy Land. Just think, you may be getting land, soil, that touched the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you definitely want to go shopping for that. And they've got olive wood statues. They've got olive wood nativity sets. I'm saving up for one. They've got olive wood portrayals of the Last Supper. They've got an olive wood set for the resurrection. They got all sorts of great things at therockcompanyshop.com. And for those priests or pastors who may be listening, they also have church supplies. But you definitely want to go shopping at the Rock Company Shop. There are tons of gifts for people for Easter. You know, Easter's coming up. Was this the second Sunday of Lent? Third Sunday of Lent? Second Sunday of Lent. No, third Sunday of Lent. It's the third Sunday of Lent tomorrow. Actually, this afternoon. Which reminds me, Sunday Mass is a Saturday decision. Make your decision today to attend Mass tomorrow. If you haven't been to confession recently, Lent is your time to go to confession. So let's go to confession. I went earlier today. So let's all go to confession. Come on, I'll see you at the confessional. And with that, friends, we are going to call it a day. We're about 2.5 minutes early. The four persons, this is another post from John. The four persons' highest ranked show is currently ranked 12th in the Christian category in Blog Talk Radio. It is only the third day total since the week before Christmas that we have not been in the top 10. You read that right. We have been in the top 10 60 of the last 63 days, and the three times we missed, we were 11 or 12. And that show is the Divine Mercy Chaplet from, I think, January 22nd. The link is pinned to the top of my Facebook page. It's also one of the featured links on the Four Persons Network page, or it was. Yes, it is. It's about the fifth or sixth over. So anyway, my name is Richard Pettis, and I will see all of you right back here at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. And until then, I want you to have a blessed rest of your Saturday. Remember the decision to go to Mass and confession tomorrow. And then have a blessed Sunday. Pray for me at Mass, and I'll pray for all of you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in and praying with me today.